Hey, this is a Life Minds podcast. This is an online radio program that exposes you to the dangers of not renewing your mind. When your mind is changed, your life will be transformed. Remember, where your mind goes, your life follows. On this program, we will explore lots of spiritual materials that will help renew your mind. The mind is a servant, either to your spirit or to your flesh. The mindset is what controls you. The mind is what you control. Don't use your mouth as a thermometer, which only reads the temperature of your current condition. Allow God's word to change your mouth into a thermostat, which changes the temperature of your life by confessing what God says. Renewing of the mind happens when we celebrate small victories and focus on what God is doing instead of what God is not doing. Listen to our Life Minds podcast and be energized in your spirit, be renewed in your mind, and constantly focus on your Creator. Join me every week and let us dive in into the world of change and growth. Our Life Minds podcast. Keep living in the fullness of God's word. Hello everyone, I want to welcome you back to our Life Mind podcast. I remain your host, Titila Yoadelani. It's always nice to have you around. I really celebrate you. And today we want to look at an interesting topic. And this particular topic, everyone is actually guilty of this. Yes, everyone is actually guilty of it. And I will not exhaust it in this particular episode. We will talk about it more in the subsequent episode. But I just want to lay a foundation on this topic. And I want you to look at this topic or what we want to talk about today in a broader direction. I want you to look at it in a bigger and in a very broad way, because it's going to bless you in one way or the other. And I want us to just be calm, think, ruminate, and have time to break down this topic and pick those things that are actually related to your life. Because as I speak, there are a lot of people that in every, probably any aspect or any direction that I'm talking to, I may be actually talking to you. Yes, I may be, you know, talking about your own case. Yes, so if I'm actually talking about your case, I want you to pick it up and work on that aspect, because this topic we are talking about today, if not properly handled, it can cost the life of so many. It can bring down a great man within a twinkle of an eye. A man that is highly respected. A man that is highly placed. A man that is, you know, people actually, you know, a man that people actually exalt, honor. By just the single act, he can reduce that man to nothing. And funny enough, it doesn't last longer. Once this attitude comes, or that person carries on this attitude, it doesn't last for long. And the person has fallen to regret. Oh God, why am I, have I done this? Why? Especially Christians, you know, sometimes we put up some kind of attitude, and at the end of everything, we'll now go back to our closet, and we'll be so angry with ourselves. We'll find it very difficult to forgive ourselves. I say, oh God, I messed up big time. I messed up. Why did I behave this way in this gathering? Oh, why me? Why me? Why will I do such a thing? And you'll be looking at this. I cannot just imagine myself behaving that way. Yes, it do happen. In short, it has happened to me several times that I would just get home and I would feel so bad and I would ask myself, why did I behave this way? Why did I react this way? And I will even find it very difficult to forgive myself. But along the line, the Holy Spirit will just come and comfort and console me. That is one of the works of the Holy Spirit. He comes and console and comfort every believer out there. Once he see that you are remorseful of what you have done, you are not happy with what you have done. That is why the Bible says, a broken and a contrite heart the Lord will not despise. If he actually sees your heart that you are broken, if he actually sees your heart that you are remorseful, what you have done really pained you. You're feeling regretful about it. And you're telling yourself that I will never do this again. The Holy Spirit comes and comfort you. So today we want to talk about anger. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Alive Minds podcast. All right, I said we want to talk about anger. Anger is not a new thing. Out of the billions of people on earth, virtually everybody gets angry. Do we really have someone that doesn't get angry? Yes, I have seen. While I was still in the university, I used to have a brother in my fellowship, my assembly then back in school. There's one thing I noticed about this young man. He doesn't get angry. I was now wondering, what is actually wrong with this guy? He doesn't get angry at all. There's nothing you do to him. There is no how you provoke him. All he just do is he smile. But I was now wondering, could it be that this guy is getting angry inwardly? Or he's getting angry secretly, and when he comes out like this, he comes to display another person. And the period of years that we have been together, I discovered that he has never ever displayed any form of anger, in the sense that, you know, when we are angry, there are some kind of display we display to people that we are actually angry. For once, I have never seen this guy display such. I was not thinking that it is very possible for a man not to get angry. Well, we will talk about that, how to deal with your anger, but not in this episode. I will implore you to follow this episode because it will so much bless you. This is just the first part of this episode. All right, today we want to talk about anger. Anger is an emotional state. Now, I want you to take note of this thing. It's an emotional state in the sense that it's a state you can move into and get out of. I don't know whether you get what I'm trying to say. It's a state you can, you know, get yourself into and you can get yourself out. Now, it's an emotional state involving a strong, uncontrollable response. It involves a strong, uncontrollable. You know, you cannot control it. Those feelings just come from your emotion. Remember, I told you your mind, your emotion, and your will is situated in your soul. So all this reaction, all this behavior comes from your soul. So it's an uncontrollable response to provocation, to hurt, or to a threat. Someone can come to provoke you, say something that you don't even like. The person can come and say something that, you know, He just get me angry. I don't know the way this lady just talked to me, and I don't just enjoy that kind of talk. And you just see yourself behaving and misbehaving. And you begin to act. Or probably someone hurt you in one way that you cannot just take it. I say, no, I can't take this hurt. Or someone just cheats you. Especially humans, you know that Adamic nature will come in and tell you, I cannot take this cheat from this person. This person just cheated me. How will he cheat me? I'm going to pay back. You're telling yourself that. I'm going to pay back what this person just did to me. How will he cheat me? How will he put a threat to me? You know, there are people, they react to threats. Say, are you threatening me? So people will just keep asking this. Are you threatening me? How will you threaten me? All this is a response to provocation. It's a state of anger. You know, and a higher level of anger is known as wrath. I don't know what I've heard of that. Wrath. That is W-R-A-T-H. Wrath. Now, this is a higher level. Is a higher level of anger. Or rage. That's another one. Rage. R-A-G-E. Rage. You know, this kind of thing, you know, it has gotten to the level that wrath. That person can do anything to the person, you know, to another person. Anything that person sees, he can use to hurt the other person just to express that he is angry. But one thing you must understand, I said emotional state is an emotional state. Emotional state in the sense that you can get into it and you can get out of it. Remember all the science students out there, you know, we have three states of water. We have the gaseous state, we have the liquid state, and then we have the solid state. And we're made to understand that in each state, the water can move from one state to the other. Water can move from the solid to the liquid, from the liquid to the gaseous state. So it's a different state you can move from. So also this emotional state we are talking about, someone can move from a well-balanced state, a well-normal state, to a state that person becomes abnormal, that person becomes a madman to other people. You know, you see someone that looks so perfectly gentle, you know, someone is gentle, someone is clean. You're meeting that person for the very first time, and the person looks so clean and gentle. You don't even know what the person is capable of doing. You just see the person, this person is so gentle. I love this person. I like his look. I love his gentle look. But my people, if something should just happen to bring out the anger in such a person, I want to tell you, will you still call that person a perfect gentleman or a perfect gentlewoman? No. Why? Because you have seen the mad or the crazy side of that person. Why? Because the person decided to respond to anger, to the provocation or hurt or threat. So it got to a level that person began to display all sort of madness. Why? Whether verbally or in their attitude. How you now be wondering, you said, wow, I thought you were gentle. That is what they will say. You say, I thought you were gentle. How come you display this kind of attitude? How come you display this kind of character? I don't expect this kind of character from you. That is what you hear people say. Because I said before that is an emotional state. The reason, because you met him for the very first time, at that point he was in a state of normalcy. He's so normal. He's so nice at that point in time. He looks so nice. So that is one state. And another state is a state of abnormality. Another thing you must take note is that anger can cause physical and mental consequences. Yes, anger can cause, it can have physical and mental consequences. Well, we will not talk more about the mental consequences or the physical consequences in this episode. We will still talk about it in the subsequent episode. But I'm just here to lay a foundation about what anger can do, what anger is. And one thing you must understand, psychologists out there view anger as a normal and natural, mature emotion experiences. Now, these experiences, many people have these experiences, yes. Many humans have these experiences. Why? Because it is normal, yes. It is normal. The book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26, the Bible says, "Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun set upon your anger." I love the version, New International Version, the way it puts it. It said, "In your anger, do not sin," which means it is possible for you to be in that anger and still sin against God. And the other way around, you can actually be in the anger and not sin against God. And I love another version, New Living Translation. Oh my God. He said, "Do not sin by allowing your anger to control you," which means your anger can control you. Yes, your anger can control you. It can so much control you that, my God, you now wonder, am I the one behaving like this? Am I the one acting like this? So that's one thing you must understand. An incident happened some time ago, and as I'm just talking, I just remember this. An incident happened some time ago. You know, we were in a gathering, and I had an issue with a particular lady. This lady is someone that placed me high, someone that actually respects me. So, and just a little matter happened, and because she has never seen me get angry before. And something, one thing led to another thing, and I flare up. I was just so much angry with this situation. Why? Because the way the thing turned out to be, I wasn't expecting it. So I tried to express myself that I don't like this. It shouldn't be this way. And the lady was like, "My God, I have not seen you get angry like this before." She was scared. She went to one corner, was just looking at me and said, "Oh my God." That she has never seen me in such a state before. Remember, I told you it's an emotional state. So I actually moved to that state that time. And after everything died down, the lady was so disturbed. And I apologized. But when I got home, wow. It was another war. Another torture. I wasn't myself. I was now asking myself, why did I behave in that manner? Why did I behave in such a way? And I look at the situation that actually brought about the anger, that actually fled up the anger in me. I looked at it and I said, this thing hasn't gotten to the level that I would get angry. When I sat down to analyze the situation, when I sat down to think about the whole situation, it wasn't to that extent that I got angry. I was like saying, "Holy Spirit, have mercy." To be sincere with you, that night I cried and so much cried and said, "How did I get myself in such a mess? I portrayed myself to be somebody else in front of a sister that so much respected me. Why did I behave in such a way?" So remember what NLT said. He said, "Do not sin by allowing your anger control you." So it's very possible for your anger to control you. And once it controls you at that very point in time, when your eyes has cleared off, you'll not be wondering, "Wow, I messed up big time. I messed up big time." All right. There are types of anger. Yes, there are types of anger. And this is a direction we want to talk about. You know, people get angry differently. Yes. People get angry differently because we are matured differently. Our level of maturity differs. Yes, let me put it that way. Our level of maturity differs. So, since our level of maturity differs, how we'll handle our anger differs. So, we have three types of anger. Number one, we have a passive aggression. Passive. P-A-S-S-I-V-E. Passive aggression. Now, this kind of anger, you know, many people don't like them to be confronted that, see, you are angry. You know, you see someone that is angry, and you're telling them, you're angry. And the person will not want to admit it that I'm angry. And the person will not say, hey, I'm not angry. That is what the person will say, I'm not angry. And looking at that person's face, full frown, and you're telling the person you're not angry, and the person is telling you back, I am not angry. So those kind of people, they actually keep quiet. They are silent, they don't talk, but in their mind, deep down inside their mind, you need to see the boiling water inside of their mind. Because at that point in time, if you should put a raw egg in that the boiling water in the heart, it will definitely cook. The egg will cook. Why? Because in their mind, they are boiling. But physically, they tend to smile. And if someone is telling you, you're hungry, say, no, I'm not hungry. But deep down, they are seriously hungry. So that kind of, that's one way. Passive aggression. Are you that kind of a person? Your own is passive aggression. When you are angry, you don't talk. When you are angry, you just frown and just look. When you're angry, just when people are even telling you, are you angry? All you could say is, no, I'm not angry. And you're lying. You know, everyone knows. Even if you're deceiving everybody, you don't need to deceive yourself. There's three people in a conversation. Two people cannot deceive themselves. You can only deceive one person in that kind of conversation. You have your friend you're talking to, and God. So there are two people in that situation that you cannot deceive. You cannot deceive yourself and you cannot deceive God. Why? Because God is a God of light, so he knows everything. So why will you deceive God? Even if you're deceiving your friend, you can never ever deceive God. And you can't even deceive yourself. You know that you are angry. So you don't need to say, no, I'm not angry. So at that point in time, you're boiling. So that is the kind of passive aggression. That's number one type of aggression. Those people that are actually angry but don't show it. Deep down in your heart, they're angry. Another type of anger is open aggression. This is another level. Open aggression. Now, this kind of people, they are physically and verbally aggressive and can hurt themselves and even other people. You know, they talk back. They speak. They shout. They express themselves. You know, there are some people, they even pick any object. If it's knife, stick, or anything, they want to express themselves and hit the other person. They hurt. You know, I know I've heard of a wife that whenever they have misunderstanding with the husband, what does she do? She will pick up stick and destroy every appliances in the house. She would destroy the TV, the radio, oh my God. She would destroy everything. And the husband, since he now knows that this is the kind of wife he married, he will try his possible best not to even create a scene that can cause that kind of, because the guy has been replacing them. Any little misunderstanding, and the lady is angry, she will have to destroy the appliances. Why? What's that? Is it that kind of thing? Is it to ease your anger or what? How will someone, if that is a state of madness, like I said before, it's the person is in a state of craziness at that point in time. Why will you go and destroy something that you bought with your money? even if it's not your money, at least your husband's money. Why would you do such a thing? Why will you act in such a way? So that is open aggression. So it's physically and verbally aggressive. They talk, they behave anyhow. They even hurt themselves. They hurt other people. And the last one I want to talk about, this one is a very matured way, very matured anger. Matured anger. And this kind of anger, it involves talking about how you feel. That is assertive. A-S-S-E-R-T-I-V-E, assertive anger. You know, there are some people, you get them angry and tell you, you see what? I'm angry right now. Yeah, at that point is that you're telling the person how you feel. I'm angry right now. And not only tell the person that you're angry, you tell the person that particular scenario, that particular thing that gets you angry. You know, what is getting me angry now? You just talk to the person. What is getting me angry now? Is the way you talked the other day. You were not supposed to talk that way. You were not supposed to react that way. You're supposed to be at least reasonable in your reaction. And the person will understand that you are actually angry and you are expressing your feeling. One thing I notice about this kind of anger is when you are assertive with your anger, you know, when you tell people how you feel, it leads to apology most of the time. The person listens and he realizes that, okay, I think I have done it in the wrong way. And you eventually apologize that I'm sorry that I reacted this way that got you angry. Please forgive me, I'm sorry. So this kind of anger is one of the matured way we can handle our anger. Now, how many people actually display this kind of assertive anger? Out of 100% of Christians out there, you hardly see 10% that will display this kind of anger. Many people are guilty of this. Even the men of God, people we call our leaders, people that are ahead of us, people that we look up to, people that we see as a role model, we can't find them in this level. They don't express this kind of assertive anger. And one thing about this assertive anger is that once the other party apologized and said, I'm sorry, it is very important that let it end that way, because the person has apologized. You listen to the person's view, and once the person has apologized and it ends that way, and that is the end. That is the kind of anger the Bible is talking about. The anger you just express yourself that I don't like the way this thing is going, I'm angry right now. You express how you feel, and once they apologize, that is the end. But we hardly find this kind of anger. But what is actually common among us is the passive and the open aggression. Especially the open aggression, it's everywhere. You see so many grown-up women fighting in the midst of the market. I told you my podcast is from Lagos, Nigeria, West Africa. So it is very common in our side here. You see married women, matured women, all because of a little issue, you see themselves stripping themselves naked in the market square, fighting. Why all that? In our next episode, we will look at the consequences. What are the consequences of anger? What are the consequences? What are those things it does to you? The physical and mental consequence of anger. Ephesians 4 verse 26. Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun set upon your anger. So it is possible for you to get angry and not verbally or physically be aggressive. It is very possible for you to be angry and not talk back, for you to be angry and not fight, for you to be angry and not raise your voice, for you to be angry and not hurt anybody. It is very possible for you to be angry and not do any of those things I just mentioned. It is very possible. And it is very possible for you to not even get, I told you in the beginning of this podcast that I had a friend back then in school, he doesn't get angry. Well, I tried to find, could it be the passive aggression? No, it's not the passive aggression. I explained that passive aggression is those kind of people that get angry and they keep quiet. Even if you tell them, are you angry? They tell them, no, I'm not angry. But they are boiling. His own wasn't passive aggression. So one day I was moved. I get to realize that there are some training this young man has actually, exposed himself to. Getting to that level of not getting angry is not something that happens in a day. Mm-hmm. It's not something that happens within a twinkle of an eye. It's a stage, it's a training. Is something you'll have undergone, series of training, discipline. Yes, it's something you'll have done several times. You guard yourself, something you do over and over again. And it will not get to a point that you do no longer feel this anger. And there is a particular statement this young man used to say, he said he's a dead man. We never understand that until I ruminated over the words of Paul. He said, I die daily. I get to understand that dead men don't get angry. A man that is dying, that is lying down lifeless. It doesn't matter what you say to that person does not get angry. Why? Because he's dead to this flesh. He's dead to the body. So nothing moves him. Even if you look at him in a very wrong way, you don't greet him, you don't talk back, you say anything, you abuse, you say anything, a dead man, don't get angry. That's one thing I learned from him. And I want you to understand that one of the works of the Holy Spirit is to help us get to the level and to the full measure of Christ's stature. He wants us to be like Christ. Yes, Jesus Christ got angry when he got to the temple. People were selling in the temple. He looked for a king to pursue and send them out. Yes, Jesus Christ got angry, but not for himself. Not to protect his own image, not to protect his own self. But he got angry based on how people were handling his father's work. Jesus Christ got angry because men were taking his father for granted. In his father's house, they were selling. They were buying and selling. So it shouldn't be. So this has to do with the work of the father. Well, if our pastors could get angry based on the works of God, the way we handle the things of God, they try to express, I don't like the way people are doing this. You express yourself, not verbally or physically abuse anybody or talk to anybody anyhow. That is not right. But when we express our feelings, when we express how we feel, let us know. Let's have a listening here. This will actually help us and go a long way. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26. Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun set upon your anger. In our next episode, we'll talk about the physical and mental consequences of anger. A Life Minds podcast. Keep living in the fullness of God's word.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Alive Minds podcast. Every episode of this podcast is downloadable. Feel free to share this podcast to bless a soul today. Keep living in the fullness of God's word.